The big banks are refusing to rule out another interest rate rise. This is despite, of course, the Reserve Bank's decision to leave official rates on hold. The RBA has decided to keep the cash rate at 4.25% for the second month because of what it says is a better-than-expected global outlook.
The Bank of Queensland was the first to break ranks, lifting its standard variable rate by 10 basis points. The ANZ meets on Friday to decide if it will lift its rates.
Lehman Brothers has announced its exit from bankruptcy protection. In a statement issued in New York overnight, it says it'll start repaying creditors next month as it moves towards total liquidation.
The spectacular collapse of the former Wall Street investment firm in September 2008 was a prelude to the global financial crisis.
To the markets, and I'm sad to say it was a grim one everywhere. The Dow Jones lost 200 points, the biggest fall there in 3 months. The Nasdaq lost more than 1%. The S&P 500 dropped 21 points, while in London the FTSE shed more than 100 points as Europe hit a one-month closing low. Checking commodity prices now. West Texas crude is trading at $105 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $133 a barrel. And gold this morning's at $1,672 an ounce. The Australian dollar has weakened on the back of that non-decision by the RBA. It's buying $1.05, 80 euro cents and 67 pence.